Time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend. Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, joins us each week with just some of the events. Jonathan, and we know it's a big weekend, isn't it?
Sure is. With Halloween on the way next Wednesday, there's a ton of Halloween-themed events this weekend. So there's a lot to check out and see and do, as always.
As always. So everybody get their costumes ready, and let's have some fun.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. And tonight, it starts with the Colorado Springs Zombie Crawl downtown at the Tim Gill Center. The Dead or Alive. There will be contests, cult classic films, food, and fun. The crawl starts at 7, and then one of the films that will be shown is the world premiere of Army of the Dead, which is a short film that was shot at last year's Zombie Crawl.
I did not know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's actually the crawl is part of the Three Nights of Horror Film Festival, which started last night, actually, and will run tonight and tomorrow night as well. And it's a free admission film festival where the Independent Film Society of Colorado will help support them, an independent film in the Pikes Peak region. They'll have local filmmakers showing all sorts of scary films on those three nights, again, down at the Tim Gill Center. So there's a lot happening in that area of town for those two events.
And everybody tonight, watch out for the zombies, right?
Right, yeah, keep an eye out for sure.
Yeah.
And then the big one over the weekend, of course, is over at Manitou, and that's the Emma Crawford Coffin Races and Parade. And that'll be tomorrow pretty much all day. The parade will be at noon, and the races immediately follow. If you haven't been, you should, because it's a blast, but make sure you have a plan for your parking, because there will be thousands of people descending on Manitou to check out the people that can win all sorts of trophies for best entourage, best coffin, obviously the fastest to complete the race as well, and also a Miss Emma will be crowned as well. So there'll be up to 70 teams racing up and down Manitou Avenue this year. So that's obviously the big fun one over in Manitou tomorrow.
And like you said, Jonathan, plan for parking. They do have some parking areas, don't they, where you can shuttle in?
Absolutely, and that might be the best place to start, just because you get further down into Manitou, the tougher it'll get to park, most likely. So have a plan before you go, and maybe you plan to get there a little early as well to possibly beat the crowd. But it's always a blast.
It's so much fun.
Anything else you'd like to mention, yeah. Jonathan?
Yeah, two more Halloween-themed ones. Festival de los Muertos is after the coffin races over in Manitou. Smokebrush Foundation and the Manitou Chamber of Commerce will have Day of the Dead extravaganza. There'll be all sorts of music, an art pop installation, special dance performances. There'll be a lot happening, and that'll run essentially after the coffin races till about 9 p.m. over in Manitou. And then finally, the Colorado Springs Philharmonic will have Monster Mash tonight and tomorrow evening, the 26th and 27th, where the orchestra will be possessed by thrilling classics and the newest movie thrillers. And you can wear your costumes as well to go check out some music at the Pikes Peak Center this weekend.
That sounds fun.
I'm definitely hearing a theme, Jonathan, and everything. So I'm trying to think, what is it? There's a theme here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's subtle, really. But as always, Peak Radar is the place to go, and that's where you'll find our Halloween guide, which will have all these events along with many others that are happening this weekend and through Wednesday, obviously, as well. There's a lot happening for Halloween.
All right. We appreciate the update. As always, we'll catch you next week, and have a good scare this weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. 7:41, 19 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO News Radio.